Paul, on reflection, how pleased are you with that result on Saturday?
Yeah, well, delighted with the 3 points for lots of reasons. You know, first home win, which you guys had kept reminding us about. to get back in the score sheet as well and look really threatening going forward. Performance for majority of the game, attacking-wise, was very, very good. You know, so that was pleasing in itself. And, you know, we want to kick on from that now. You know, it was a little bit of a monkey off our backs. Everybody was talking about how we've not won at home this season or towards the end of last season as well. So to get that 3 points, and you know, it was a good game as well. Was pleasing.
I just put it to Dean Firmin, you know, particularly because I think your next four are away from home as well. You weren't going to have another home game for a while, weren't you? So it was especially good to get this one in the bag.
It was, and look, we wanted to do it on Tuesday night against Crawley. We were very unlucky not to, but coming off the back of sort of not winning in three games and not scoring in three games, to get the 3 points and score the goals we did, and we created a lot of chances as well. I know that slightly gets forgot about with the way that how strongly Chesterfield finished the game, but we felt that we should have been out of sight by them. You know, at 3-1 we've hit the bar, had shots cleared off the line, should have had a penalty. So attacking wise I was really pleased, because that the previous few games that little spark's not quite been there, but it was back again Saturday.
Apart from that, is there anything else in these last two that you've seen that has, you know, impressed you a little bit more than maybe some of the other games?
Obviously the clean sheet at Crawley, the determination on Saturday when we were pegged back not to concede as well, and to see the game through. You know, we've been talking about the boys giving themselves a chance to actually go on and win the game, and to manage the game properly. Thought our game management could have been better, especially the last 10-15 minutes, but sometimes when it's like that, you have to find a way to get a result, and they've done that, which was good.
And sometimes it's like that when, you know, a team starts to come back, and you, I suppose as a player you can sort of feel that and sense that, and sometimes that game management, it does go out the window at times, doesn't it?
That's exactly what happened on Saturday. You know, we were 3-1 and cruising, really, and they put a little bit of pressure on us. We stopped doing the right things, invited pressure upon ourselves, and sat too deep. But that sometimes that's a natural thing, you know, when the pressure's on you, and the pressure's on you to pick up points and to win at home, you know, it's subconsciously you do that, you know. And we've pointed a few things out to the players this morning after going over it again, and you just try and make sure and hope it doesn't happen again.
You got a lot of momentum early in the season with the way that you started. Do you think you got a bit of that back with this result against a good team that we're in for?
Yeah, we did. And look, the two games before that, I didn't lose faith, you know, because I know what the players are capable of. We'd said all along that there's going to be plenty of up and downs, especially earlier on in the season. You know, from performance to performance, we've went from the sublime to the ridiculous, and we went from that in the space of 90 minutes on Saturday at times, you know. But the pleasing thing was that we got the win under our belts, you know. And as much as there was a lot of doom and gloom last week, and I was saying you don't read too much into the league table at the minute, if people want to do that, we're 3 points off the playoffs by game in hand.
Yeah, I looked.
But that's how crazy it is. Yeah. You know, if we hadn't have won on Saturday, we might have been sitting in the bottom four. So it's early doors, and it's important that you calm down, win, lose, draw, but still focus on winning games, because one win can make a massive difference.
Yeah, I did look at the league table and notice how tight it is, right from six all the way down to the bottom end as well, and it's still so early, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it'll take a this season especially, I think it'll take a while for the league table to really sort of take some sort of real meaning to it, you know, because there's been a lot of changes at a lot of clubs, and it'll take teams time to settle down and get consistency that they want to get. Back-to-back wins is a massive thing in this league, so we know that we're not far away. We know that we need to keep people fit, we need to look after the squad through a lack of pre-season. But at the same time, we know when we are at it and we're playing in the front foot, as we showed on Saturday, that we're more than capable of picking up wins.
Generally, do you think teams will take points off each other? Last year in League One, we had a Wolves team who were still getting parachute payments who won the league. Brentford were very strong, and Rotherham, who also won promotion, competing with the likes of Preston. There was very much sort of like a little mini league at the top of the table. Do you think it's going to be a lot closer across the board?
I think that there'll be a larger group of teams that will be looking to push into the playoffs. I think there's five or six teams who, resource-wise, are way ahead of everybody else at the minute. And there's probably a group of 10 teams below that, as stupid as it seems, that will have aspirations and feel that they can sneak into that group as well. You know, you look 9 times out of 10 at the end of the season, if you look at the league tables throughout the country, throughout every sort of league in Europe. The teams that are, I've got the bigger squads and the bigger resources are up the top, and the teams that aren't are down the bottom. Maybe you'll get a Burnley or a Blackpool a few years ago who'll be a surprise package, but more often than not, that's how it is.
Did you feel when the season started that you might need, I don't know, 10 games to settle things down a bit? Because there was a lot going on, wasn't there?
There was, but being honest, we didn't know. You know, because I don't want to keep going back, because it sounds as if it's excuses as well. And it's easier to bring it up after a game that you've won because it doesn't look like an excuse, but it was reality. You know, it was there for everybody to see. We didn't quite know what we're going to get. The first result against Yosa was fantastic. Probably surprised the majority of the people that we went down there and won 3-0 with what had happened. Didn't surprise me that it's been a little bit topsy-turvy since, you know, and now we've got that elusive home win under our belts and we're trying to get some consistency about us. I feel that we can be better and we will be better for that now.
How key was Nathan Tyson at the weekend?
He was outstanding. He really was. As he has been since he came into the club, you know, and got to look after his body a little bit because he's not had a lot of football over the last year or so and he didn't have a lot of training pre-season wise. But when he's recovered properly and we've looked after him, we get performances like that. You know, the Watford game, I was speaking to other people in the games, I was watching another night there and people said it was unplayable and one of the best centre-forward sort of displays that they'd seen in a long time, and he wasn't far off of that on Saturday as well.
You mentioned after the game that he just got a slight knock in that one. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's done. The lads who have played the majority of the games in the last week, the Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, have done a light warm down today. And everybody was involved in that, which was pleasing. A few aches and pains and knocks and a bit of stiffness here and there, but apart from that, everybody's fine.
On a similar subject, what's the kind of timescale on Curtis Main, and is there any news on Rob Jones?
Curtis was out doing a bit of work in the grass with the fitness guys today, which is pleasing. Very wary I put a timescale on it because, you know, you want to make sure they're 100%, especially Curtis. You know, he hit the ground running fantastically well for us, and it was a setback for him with injury missing out, especially the way he'd integrated him with everybody else. So we want to make sure that he's absolutely bang on, especially with the form that Nathan and Theo have been in. Jonas was out doing some light running today, you know, still a little bit of swelling behind the knee, but we're hopeful he's not too far away as well.
Curtis was a big loss for you, and I just wonder whether or not you see a bit of yourself in him sometimes, the way that he works up there. You were always known as a player who put himself about up top. Do you sort of see the same thing with him?
The only difference is that Curtis scores goals. He's, yeah, a little bit. He's got a real determination about how he plays, and he's got a real mature, for somebody who's 22, when he trains and he goes out on the football pitch, he does it properly, and he leaves absolutely nothing out there. And that's a big plus in itself. You couple that with the ability he's got and the goals that we feel he can score for us. You know, I said when we signed him, we feel as if we've got a little bit of a snip there by getting Curtis here because he's got the potential to go on again.
When you played Watford in the last round of this League Cup, I think they'd just beaten Rotherham 2-0. They were on a bit of a high, and I'm guessing most people didn't give you much of a chance. What was the key to sort of causing a cup upset in that one?
Look, there was a lot of pressure on us at the start of the season for various things that were going on. Getting results, not getting results. Players getting games, not getting games. Players with release clauses in their contract, players with not. There was loads of things going on. And it was an opportunity for me just to tell them to go out and play. You know, but before the game, we didn't know what Watford's team was going to be because they'd made 9 changes in the previous round to what they'd done on the Saturday. So we didn't really concentrate too much on them. We knew that they've got a squad full of good players. But I wanted my players and told the players just to go out and show everybody how good you are against good players. Take the shackles off them and then off we go.
In a kind of perverse way, did you enjoy that challenge? It can't have been easy, but did you enjoy sort of taking it on?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, there's whatever it is in life and football, there's challenges chucked at you all the time, and it's how you handle them and how you embrace them. I'll never shy away from anything. If something's put in front of me, I'll try and deal with it as honestly and as I can, and the best that I can. Whether that's right or wrong at the time, you don't know till afterwards, till the outcome's there.
And I think it was important, wasn't it, that the players around that time were very, they all bought in, didn't they? And, you know, as a unit, even though you have had a few tough moments already this season, they have stayed together.
The players have been fantastic. They really have. You know, the people ask questions about individual performances and everything else. Well, we see them every single day. The staff, the players, the people at the training ground, we're very close-knit. And I think that shows in a majority of the performances we've had this year, especially Saturday. You know, they were desperate to get a result. They felt as if they'd let the... We all did, let the fans down in the previous home performances. And there was a big desire to put that right, you know. And when you've got that within the football club, it always gives you a chance.
There's been a lot of talk about Fulham's start this year because they're a team that were in the Premier League last season who have struggled in the Championship so far. I guess it just goes to show, and from your experience of the Championship, you can have all the parachute payments in the world. It's a really difficult division, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the best divisions, but I think it's one of the toughest in Europe as well. You know, so many good players, big teams, big stadiums, big resources, that it's a fantastic league to be involved in and watch. And, you know, Fulham are having a difficult time of it at the minute. We know that. It's out there for everybody to see. But, you know, if you look at a team sheet from Saturday, they've got some top players there. You know, McCornet, Ruiz, Rodallega, Scott Parker, you know, all players that are Premier League players in there. So as much as it's not been going that well for them, well, we know we're going to have one hell of a game in our hands tomorrow night.
What would it mean to go through another round of this competition and just to keep this going? And is there a belief that you can do that? Because I think Bradford showed, and they'll be the example that everybody's referring to all of the Football League sides going into this set of fixtures, that you can achieve something in this cup.
You can, but you've got to perform well, defend well, and do things properly. Am I going to sit here and tell you we're going to win it? Probably not. Be nice to progress in it, because a cup run, for loads of reasons, confidence-wise, feel-good factor around the place, the financial benefits for it are there for everybody to see. I was lucky enough at Oldham to have a couple of really good cup runs, which it kept the club going and kept our heads above water. So they're really important, and as tough as it's going to be, it's a game we want to go down there and try and win.
What does it take, referring to your Oldham success there, to sort of knock out a team that's in a higher division? What do you need from your players in that type of game?
I think you put the test to them. You know, they've all got aspirations to go and play at a higher level, at a bigger club, if they're being honest sometimes, to earn more money, to get bigger contracts. So go and show people. The only way you can do that is by performing in the pitch. It's amazing what a cup run can do. You know, I'll single out Matt Smith when I was at Oldham, who was non-league the year earlier. The time leading up to the Liverpool game, he couldn't hit a barn door. His performances were good, but wasn't scoring goals. He went and scores two goals against Liverpool, gets a move to Leeds, and a year later he's a £1 million player going to Fulham. And that's the sort of exposure as players, that if they want to go the whole way and want to have a top career and successful career, that one game, two games and a cup tie can do that for you.
Just to finish, I wonder what kind of a challenge does four away games present? Is there anything that you have to do, because there's going to be a lot of travel in there, to sort of make sure that the players are in good shape of this, what is going to be a pretty long road trip for you?
It is. We might have to rotate a little bit depending on how people are feeling with the amount of games and the amount of travelling that we're doing, but we feel as if we've coped okay on that sort of side, as in looking after their nutrition, their training regime and everything else leading up to and after the games. You know, we had a long trip down to Yeovil and followed that up by an away trip to York, then made a long trip down to Colchester, followed up by the Watford trip as well. So far it's been not too bad. But yeah, you have to manage them and manage them properly.